Specialty Crop News, brought to you today by the Almond Board of California. Find them online at almonds.com. The weather is starting to warm up, and that means soon beehives will be placed in orchards. And that means growers will need to be careful when spraying to protect the bees. Almond Board Director of Agricultural Affairs, Bob Curtis, says things are a little different during a wet year.
We recommend that fungicides be applied when the bees and the pollen are not present in the orchards. And of course, that's a little bit more difficult or more challenging when you have storms coming in and out. One of the elements to that is spray in the afternoon and the evening. Even with the storm patterns we have, we are in an El Nino, but the storm patterns we've had, there'll be windows of opportunity to make applications between fronts and showers. And so that's one element that can be done. Also, with regard to fungicides, our new fungicides give us a lot more flexibility than the older ones. And one component to that is make an application at pink bud prior to bee foraging and pollination.
He points out there are also other things to think about.
Fungicide application and timing is only one key component of the best management practices. Of course, we are recommending, with one exception, that insecticides not be applied during blooms. That one exception is that you can apply DT or Bacillus thuringiensis, which we know is safe for both the adults and the young bees. The other insecticides, there's questions about their safety to young bees or bee brood. We know they're safe to the adults. We can say avoid these applications of insecticides during bloom because there are certainly other good timings that can be made outside of bloom.
The Almond Board has much more on protecting pollinators on its website. I'm Sabrina Hill for AgNetWest.com.